Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, if you're looking for a reason to spice up your diet, find out why cinnamon, rosemary, and other common spices have medicinal properties backed up by scientific research. We examine the power of healing spices with an editor of Prevention Magazine.
But first, you're experiencing pain and stiffness in your hand, knee, hip, or spine, and it doesn't seem to be going away. Did you overdo it in the garden, at the gym, or on the tennis court? Or do you have osteoarthritis? One of the most common medical conditions, osteoarthritis affects an estimated 15.8 million Americans, half of whom may not realize they have it.
Our next guest is one of the country's leading authorities on arthritis care and treatment. Dr. Robert Schmerling is an associate professor in medicine at Harvard Medical School and clinical chief of rheumatology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He's been a practicing rheumatologist for over 25 years. Welcome to the program, Dr. Schmerling.
Thank you very much.
You know, most of us don't find it unusual to have a certain degree of stiffness or occasional aches and pains as we're aging, especially. When does it cross over from being something that's slightly annoying but nothing serious to actually being a diagnosis of osteoarthritis? What exactly is osteoarthritis?
These are great questions, and you're quite right. It's kind of universal experience of living that one might have aches and pains, and a lot of those don't come from arthritis. They come from tendonitis or muscle strain. The diagnosis of osteoarthritis really comes along typically as someone has symptoms, usually an older individual, and it's usually something that affects their quality of life and their function. That's when it would come to light, when activities of daily living, when sports or hobbies, when work is affected by joint complaints, or if there's swelling in a joint and motion is limited. Those are the sort of symptoms that would bring a patient to a doctor where, based on the history, based on the examination, x-rays would likely be performed and the diagnosis could be established.
So is it inevitable that we're all going to get it to one degree or another as we age?
Yes and no. It's probably inevitable in the sense that if you did x-rays of everyone who is 80 years old, who might feel perfectly well, if you did x-rays of their neck or of their hands, hips, or knees, it's very likely that you would see osteoarthritis. But it may not affect them to any significant extent. So they may have perfectly good function, and not really have a lot of stiffness or pain from that. So there's not a perfect correlation between x-rays and symptoms. But I wouldn't say it's inevitable that everyone, as they age, will have symptomatic osteoarthritis.
One thing I wondered about, a friend of mine who I consider to be in really good shape has made an effort to stay in shape. She's been swimming at least twice a week for the last 10 years. And boy, was she surprised to find out when they did x-rays of her shoulders that there was a lot of arthritis and other things. And so that made me wonder about overuse. And it's almost like the person that really works out a lot or has gone out of their way to avoid certain things winds up with an overuse injury. Is that something that applies to this?
I would say mostly it does not apply to this. Overuse injuries we usually think of as tendonitis or bursitis or muscle injuries, muscle strain, much more than osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is often called the wear and tear arthritis or the age-related degenerative joint disease. And if you look at marathoners or elite runners or even non-competitive athletes who jog a lot, there's not more osteoarthritis in the knees or hips in these individuals, according to most studies. It's a mixed literature, but mostly it appears that doing a lot of exercise within reason is not really a risk factor for osteoarthritis. So I think that's a bit of a myth that overuse leads to osteoarthritis. And swimming in particular is an excellent exercise for people who have arthritis because it doesn't load the joints. You're buoyed by the water, so you actually unload the joints to some degree. Shoulder osteoarthritis is a complicated condition because there are several different joints around the shoulder, some of which are often affected with osteoarthritis, but don't always cause symptoms, as I mentioned before. So it's hard to know whether the swimming had anything to do with your friend's osteoarthritis, But by and large, they're not directly related.
Can osteoarthritis be slowed down or prevented? What are the risk factors for it?
Well, the biggest risk factors that have been identified are obesity, especially for the weight-bearing joints like hips and knees, genetics, which of course you can't change, but inherited tendency to osteoarthritis is said to account for maybe half of osteoarthritis, injury and trauma. So if you have a fracture of a bone or a broken bone that goes through a joint, that's a risk factor for osteoarthritis. Other injuries such as torn cartilage in the knee leading to surgery that may be required to remove loose pieces of the cartilage, that's a risk factor for osteoarthritis. And age, which is, again, not a risk factor that can really be modified. We all age, and that carries with it a risk of osteoarthritis. So probably the short answer to whether it can be prevented is mostly not, other than avoiding obesity, maintaining a healthy weight, and avoiding injury.
So if you're somebody who likes taking walks, for instance, and it's really getting to the point where you're in a lot of pain, or you're standing up after being at a movie and it's worse than usual, I'm wondering where a rheumatologist comes in. I don't think most people, or I'm not sure that most people know actually what a rheumatologist does. I'm guessing most people may go to their general practitioner first, or think maybe they need a visit to the orthopedist.
Oh, I'm glad you asked the question, because it's a great question. It comes up all the time as to sort of who should take care of this and what's the first stop or the next best thing to do to evaluate it. Rheumatologists are experts in taking care of joint disease, but we don't do surgery. So the orthopedists are, by and large, surgeons. They're also called orthopedic surgeons. And the best reason to see an orthopedist is that you need orthopedic surgery. And many people with osteoarthritis, probably most, don't need surgery. So we often get involved when there's a question about the diagnosis. Somebody has knee pain or hip pain or some other joint problem, and it's not clear whether it's osteoarthritis or not. How can it be treated medically, such as, you know, pain medications or anti-inflammatory medicines? And then when might surgery be recommended? And getting an opinion about when surgery might be a good idea from a person, from a physician who doesn't actually do the surgery, who has no vested interest in actually doing the operation themselves, is frequently very helpful. It's sort of an objective assessment of whether surgery is a good idea. Rheumatologists also take care of a lot of other types of joint and inflammation conditions like lupus, gout, bursitis, tendonitis, et cetera. So that's what rheumatologists do. They're really experts in terms of joint disease and inflammation. But as for osteoarthritis, often we'll be involved in terms of establishing a diagnosis, helping sort out the best medical treatments, and then talking about when surgery should be considered.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're talking with Dr. Robert Schmerling, who's an associate professor in medicine at Harvard Medical School. He's a rheumatologist, and we're discussing osteoarthritis. So, Dr. Schmerling, you've brought up some points that I think many people don't think about. They automatically think, the surgical option. When osteoarthritis can be medically treated, what is that treatment like?
Well, the medical treatments usually start with acetaminophen, or Tylenol is the brand name. There are many other brand names. But acetaminophen is a mild pain reliever. Anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen or naproxen, which are available over the counter, but also in higher doses by prescription. And there are many other anti-inflammatory medications. And then there are stronger pain relievers, ranging from tramadol, to opiate or narcotic medications like the ones related to codeine. There are other pain modulators, not really considered direct pain relievers or analgesics, medications like duloxetine or Cymbalta, gabapentin, which are thought to modulate pain perception. So these are medications that can be used for osteoarthritis with some success. By and large, though, these are modestly beneficial. Frequently, patients with osteoarthritis, it sort of takes the edge off. It's somewhat helpful, but it's certainly no cure. And there are a number, by the way, of non-medical recommendations or non-medical treatments that we can make including exercise, physical therapy, occupational therapy. Some people have found a benefit with other modalities like acupuncture or massage. And then, as I mentioned, maintaining a healthy weight, losing excess weight, all of these things can be very helpful for osteoarthritis.
What's your opinion on using chondroitin or glucosamine? I know some people find that it is moderately helpful. Some people say that it really doesn't do much.
Well, the literature is somewhat mixed or negative on that point. I think the best studies I've seen, some of which attempt to combine multiple previous studies, suggest that there's not a robust beneficial effect from glucosamine or chondroitin for osteoarthritis. There have been a lot of attempts to look at this in a variety of ways, both in terms of improving symptoms of established osteoarthritis, also to prevent osteoarthritis. I have heard claims made that these agents can prevent osteoarthritis from developing in the first place or keeping your joints healthy. I don't think there's much evidence at all to support that. So I don't typically recommend glucosamine or chondroitin to prevent osteoarthritis. It can have, there are studies that say glucosamine in particular can have a mild analgesic effect, about the equivalent of taking ibuprofen. So what I tell patients is I have no objection to they're trying it, and if it's helpful, to stick with it. But if it's not helpful after a month or two, it may not be worth continuing.
So many of the medications that you mentioned a little while ago are just really to help pain management. In the very little time we have left, is there anything new and exciting on the horizon that looks promising, maybe that just hasn't been approved yet?
There are some exciting research studies going on looking at agents that actually affect the biology of the joint, that may affect cartilage health or bone health. These are medications that affect cytokines, which are chemical messengers within the joint that may be playing a role in the deterioration of cartilage or of bone. So I do think there are some intriguing and potentially beneficial medications in the pipeline. We're a ways away from seeing them in practice. And it's been disappointing that for years we really haven't had any kind of major breakthrough in the treatment of osteoarthritis, but I'm certainly still hopeful.
Then we're hopeful also. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks. Dr. Robert Schmerling is a rheumatologist and associate professor in medicine at Harvard Medical School. For more information on Dr. Schmerling and osteoarthritis, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org. Podcasts of our show are available on iTunes and the WRVO website.
Coming up, once you hear what a teaspoon of cinnamon can do for your health, you may never go another day without it. You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.